Welcome, folks. I'm Chris Daly. It's my privilege to enter into conversation with Jamaicans who are making a positive difference. It's my privilege to once again speak with my co-host, Mr. Horace McCormick, and he is the district governor of the Rotary Club of Northern Virginia. And he'll be introducing a very special guest. Horace?
Yes, sir. Good evening. And I'm happy to be here with you again, Chris.
Yes, and you have a very special guest. I know this weekend is a big weekend for the Rotary. They're sponsoring a very special Jamaican play. It's called Which Way
Is Out.
Exactly, and we want everyone to come out for this. And you have a special guest. Who is this person that we'll be talking to?
Absolutely. It's the wonderful Malin Walton, who is an actress and a top-notch performer, and she will be playing a lead role in this particular play, and I'm so happy to have this privilege of introducing her to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Horace. Thanks, Chris. Hello, Virginia. I'm Malin Walton, straight from Jamaica. So happy to be here.
Good. I'm glad. I hope the storm stays away for your weekend.
Oh,
and
thank you.
We can have a great time watching your craft.
That's right. Yes, we have a great show that we've brought up for you all. We did over 130 successful shows in Kingston, Jamaica, and we've been touring extensively all year. The play seems to be in very, very high demand. This is one of Basil Dawkins' newest and finest works, and this is a master playwright who's known for such wonderful things out of Jamaica over the years, and he has worked with Leonie Forbes and all these other famous actors. You might remember him from Champagne and Sky Juice or Hot Spot and other things. Yes.
Some of the reviews that we've read, that the boy said that Dawkins has really got his groove back
for
this play.
That's right.
It's good.
It's very good. And Jamaican people seem to love it because the play touches on several issues. It's very heartwarming. It's a rags-to-riches tale. I don't want to give away too much.
Okay.
And the cast is really outstanding. Every single member got nominated for performing in this play. And so at the Actor Boy Awards, we really did steal quite a few nominations and eventually won Best New Jamaican Play for 2009. So it's an honor to bring it to Virginia to show you the standard of good work that's coming out of Jamaica.
This is wonderful. So this is equivalent to the Academy Awards
that people
would know here.
Oh, it's a big deal because the Actor Boy Awards ITI is recognized worldwide.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
you want me to tell you a little bit about the story?
This little thing. We know this from what we're reading, you don't want to give it away, but
right.
It has a lot of, it's a theme, there's a core theme of hope in it,
yes,
with a lot of twists and turns.
That's right. It's a story of a poor country girl, and a white tourist happens to fall in love with her. And he meets certain issues because I play his sister, and I'm actually twins. So I play two roles in the play. One is good, and one is bad.
Okay.
So I add a little drama to it. And in the end, it is a heartwarming, feel-good play with many morals and lessons for general audiences. It's appropriate for children. And there were people that came back to our show two and three times because it was just outstanding. A beautiful message, beautifully written, and beautifully delivered, especially by our lead actress, Sakina Dare.
Okay, so this also deals with the theme of being at yard or being foreign.
Right.
And that's a pretty compressive thing.
A lot of Jamaicans look for a way out or a better type of life. And this play just focuses on the lead character's struggles with what one leaves behind, how one does not forget where one is coming from, and also forgiveness. That's a big theme in the play. It's very beautiful.
Okay, these are tough economic times.
Yes.
And what do you want folks, and sometimes people are looking for diversion from their troubles.
Right.
How do you?
It's a nonstop laughter. It's filled with comedy. It's a way to get away from the pressures of day-to-day work and come to the theater, step out of yourself for a while, and it's such a beautiful slice of life that's being portrayed because it's not only Jamaican but very universal in these themes, and a lot of Jamaicans will identify with migrating, all the hustling that that we have to do.
So you said you play several roles in
two roles. That's right. Yes. That's right. It's very
what
challenging.
What do you like about your role?
I love it. It's an honor to play. I've worked with Basil. This is my third time, and this is my favorite time because I have two roles, like I said, and it gives me a chance as an actress to really dive into two different sections of personality. Both characters are very close to home, and I think the audience will identify with things of each. Of course, one is not liked at all. I'm quite the antagonist, and the other is quite fair and level. Headed, and generally it just serves as an impetus for the entire climax of the play. So it's a good role. I'm so honored to play it.
So what are some of the things that people, when they leave the play, they're saying about this?
Oh, they have to come back. They have to come back again and again. Some people cry tears of joy. Some people, they laugh so loud. It's disturbing. It really is hilarious. It's one of Basil's primo works. Each line, literally, especially Act One, it's just very, very funny. And a way to relax. And kids will love it. Families will love it. It will make you think. It will make you introspective, as well as touch the heart. It really is an enjoyable piece. We're encouraging everyone to come out. We'll be performing at the North Virginia Community College. We're only here for two shows, Saturday and Sunday, so please, please, please spread the word and come.
Well, I'll certainly be there. I'll be there for your first show and then Saturday.
Oh, great. Thanks, Chris.
We don't want to give the folks some details of how to get tickets and how to...
Okay. Horace has some info, yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, yes, certainly, Chris. We really are looking forward to all in the community to come. And even those who are not from Jamaica, but people from the Caribbean and people who are living in the community here. It will be held at Northern Virginia Community College in Annandale. And tickets are available at the door. We welcome everyone to show up there. We have enough accommodation at this campus, and the theater is a fantastic venue for it. And so we ask if people would like to get clarity on anything today, they wish to call 540-370-0300. But that's just for today. Tomorrow we expect people will just show up at the door at 7 p.m. for the first show, and on Sunday, 6 p.m. at the Northern Virginia Community College in Annandale. It's right off the I-495 Beltway, 5 minutes away from the Beltway on Route 236. So it's very easily accessible.
So if you're in D.C., Virginia,
or Baltimore,
or Maryland,
that's
or
right.
Baltimore, there's no excuse.
Exactly. It's very central and very accommodating, so we're asking everyone to come out. We're appealing to Jamaicans, of course, and the Caribbean, but to everyone. It's a story for everyone.
Folks, come on out. I know we'll have a great time.
We're so happy to be here. The rest of the gang is coming up this evening. We're going to put on two great shows for you, and you will definitely regret it if you miss it. So please come out. Thank you so much, Virginia.
Thank you so much, Maylin.
Thanks,
looking
Chris.
Forward to
it was my
meeting
pleasure.
With you.
Good, good. See you tomorrow at the show. Thank you, Horace.
It's very good indeed, Maylin. Thank
All
you.
Right.
And Chris, one last point is that this is for a good cause, for the raising funds for the eradication of polio through the Rotary International Organization.
Thank you so much for reminding us of that. So we're going to be getting entertained, and we'll be supporting a great cause. What better
good.
Combination?
Thank you, yes.
Unbeatable.
Thanks again, folks. And
All right,
see you
Chris.
Tomorrow.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now, Chris. Thank you good. So much.